So in the past 2 days, we've heard MRE studies on brain and on muscle. As a last talk, I would like to switch to liver, and I'm going to talk about the study we conducted here at the Charité using MR elastography to assess the hepatic fibrosis and steatosis in pediatric non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So before I start, I'd like to talk a little bit about the background and pathogenesis of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease called NAFLD. So as the name implies, in NAFLD, the liver simply accumulates fat in the hepatocytes. And NAFLD itself is a relatively benign condition, and it may remain even stable over decades. However, 20% of the NAFLD patient eventually would develop another condition called NASH. So that's non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, which is a more advanced disease stage that involves cell injury, inflammation, and fibrosis. So in NASH, it is a chronic course with progressive fibrosis, and some of the patients eventually will develop a liver cirrhosis and even hepatocellular carcinoma. And at that stage, some of the patients would need a liver transplant. So there has been intensive studies on adult NAFLD. However, there is an increased childhood obesity over the last decades, but the data on the prevalence and the history of NAFLD in children are very limited. There are some particular features in pediatric NASH in comparison to the adult NASH. For instance, if you look at the histological sample, you will see that in the adult NASH group, the fibrosis and the inflammation normally occurs around the central vein here. However, for pediatric patients, the fibrosis and inflammation occurs primarily around the portal tracts here, shown as the triangle. So because of the peculiarity of the pediatric NASH, we need better understanding and analysis of the liver condition. And so far, the gold standard for the diagnosis of for NAFLD is still liver biopsy. As you all know, that liver biopsy is an invasive procedure that could lead to severe complications, especially in the pediatric population. It's not very well accepted. So we have decided to use MRE, which is a non-invasive technique for the diagnosis and the monitoring of the progression of pediatric NAFLD. So in the study, we have recruited 51 subjects with various degrees of fibrosis, and the mean age of our patient population is around 14 years old. All our patients are overweight or obese, and they show a persistent elevation in liver transaminases, and they all have medical indication for liver biopsy. The study was it started, I think, 2 years ago. So what you're looking at is actually our old generation MRE setup. So it has two components. In the control room, we always have this box, as you're looking here, marked as waveform generator and amplifier. So in this box, we can program the frequency we needed for the study. And in the study, we have used the frequency from 30 to 60 hertz with a 5 hertz increment. So this waveform generator generates the vibration with different frequencies, and these are the vibration are then sent to this non-magnetic driver. So as you see, there is an arm attached to the driver, and this arm vibrates. Then the vibration will be transmitted through this carbon fiber rod to the patient. So if we zoom in, you will see that, again, this is non-magnetic driver here. So in this case, the arm is vibrating in the vertical direction. On the patient end, there is a rubber mat that was placed gently on the patient's surface. So the acquisition strategy in our study for MRE, we have a three-dimensional multi-frequency MRE. As I said already, we included 7 vibration frequency, starting from 30 hertz to 60 hertz. And we acquired 9 axial slices, and we acquired the wave propagation in 3D space. We have an in-plane resolution of 2.7 millimeter with a 5 millimeter slice thickness. So I selected two examples. You're looking at here two patients. So the first patient is marked as F1S2, meaning that patient has a fibrosis stage 1 and a steatosis grade 2. And patient 2 has a higher fibrosis and steatosis grade, F3S3. So first of all, these are the magnitude image coming from NODAT, and here the wave images, the animated wave images propagating at 40 hertz. So as you can see that the waves are nicely propagating throughout the entire liver, and you can see probably visually that the wavelengths are longer in case of patient 2. So we have used all the acquired wave images at 7 frequencies, 3 dimensions, and fed them into a wave number-based inversion algorithm. We call this KMDEV, that is described in this publication. And using this method, we have reconstructed 2 mechanical parameters. So I'm going to go a little bit slow here. So the first one is shear wave speed, called C, and that is in the unit of meter per second. So these are shown in grayscale. So the higher, the shear wave speed is related to the stiffness of the liver. And so you see that the patient 2 has a higher liver stiffness than patient 1, and the penetration rate marked as A, that is also in the unit of meter per second. So the higher the this is related to the damping property of the tissue. And that is reconstructed also with our inversion algorithm. So the higher the penetration rate, the less damping the material offers. So as you can see that in patient 2, the penetration rate A is smaller compared to patient 1. Additionally, for this patient group, we performed a Dixon method. With different TE time in order to estimate a hepatic fat fraction HFF. So you can see it's very obvious that in patient 2 with the S3, the hepatic fat fraction is obviously higher than patient 1. So we have grouped, first of all, our MRE parameter based on the fibrosis stage. As you can see in the first plot, that the shear wave speed showed a significant difference between the groups. So F3 is, the wave speed in F3 is higher than F0 and F2, and there is also a significant difference between the group F0 and F2. If we plot this penetration rate, another mechanical parameter, versus the fibrosis group, and A showed no significant difference among the groups. If we group our parameter according to the steatosis grade, that the shear wave speed, say, which was originally sensitive to fibrosis, showed no significant difference regarding the steatosis grade. However, the penetration depth A have demonstrated a significant difference in patients with F3. So the penetration rate are significantly lower in the F3 group in comparison to F1 and F2. So what we know from here is the two parameters we recovered from MRE. These two parameters are independently responsive to two features that are linked to NAFLD, which is fibrosis and steatosis. As I've mentioned before, that the hepatic fat fraction, which we also acquired from the Dixon method, it offers a very well separation between the steatosis groups. So all the groups are significantly different, and we only plotted HFF versus steatosis grade because it is showing the hepatic fat fraction. So we additionally performed a correlation between hepatic fat fraction and the penetration rate A, and we find there is a negative correlation with the Pearson R equals minus 0.6. So in the end, we checked the diagnostic performance of the imaging parameter. So we start with shear wave speed, which is already sensitive in detecting fibrosis. So the ROC value for detecting the presence of any fibrosis is 0.82. And the ROC value for detecting moderate and advanced fibrosis with F larger than 1 or F larger than 2 are 0.91 and 0.90. Regarding the steatosis, we used penetration rate, our second mechanical parameter A and HFF, and these parameters in detecting advanced steatosis, meaning F larger than 2, the ROC value for these two parameters is 0.92 and 0.86, respectively. So to conclude, from multi-frequency MRE, we have derived two mechanical parameters, C and A, shear wave speed and penetration rate. These two parameters are, again, independently responsive to pathological features of pediatric NAFLD. And we see that the shear wave speed, which is linked to the stiffness of the liver tissue, can differentiate moderate and advanced fibrosis, while the penetration depth that is linked to the damping property can detect advanced steatosis. So both the mechanical parameter A and C, we can use it potentially as a complementary imaging biomarker to non-invasively assess liver fibrosis and steatosis in young patients with NAFLD. So as an outlook, first of all, we have changed our MRE setup not very recently. We're already using it now. So instead of using this the carbon fiber rod, we now imply a pressure pads, which are powered by the compressed air. In the liver setup, we use three of these pads, one on top, two positioned posteriorly. So you're going to see this setup later on in the hands-on session. So using these setup, we'll be able to change the amplitude corresponding to different drivers, and with all three drivers combined, we can transmit vibration more evenly into the entire liver tissue. As we already finished scanning all these 51 patients, we are also planning on doing a long-term monitoring because as we know already, for the pediatric population, their liver or their organs are very dynamic, they're adaptive, and they're still developing. So we're hoping that we can monitor them in a longer term. So in the end, I would like to thank all the members in our group here at the CHRIT, and this is our the projects and publications on our website, and thank you for your attention.
Okay, questions?
Did you look at the diagnostic performance of your method for the diagnosis of, meaning for the activity, ballooning and inflammation?
We did actually check all our parameters against the inflammation, and we did not see any significance with respect to inflammation. It's only fibrosis and steatosis.
Is this F score, fibrosis score, or the Kleiner-Prandt score?
Four.
So it's already a NASH score, including inflammation, I think. This F score.
The F score. No, it doesn't include inflammation. Inflammation is an independent measure. I checked that for inflammation.
Okay.
It didn't show any significance.
I'm still learning.
Please.
Yes, so we get the fibrosis from the histopathology report.
Question. Do you make any assumption on the geometrical propagation of the wave when you're trying to estimate this attenuation coefficient?
I'm sorry, can you
You don't call
again?
It the attenuation coefficient, you call it the, how do you call it? When you want penetration rate. Do you do any assumption in the geometry of the propagation of the wave?
So the penetration rate that reflects the damping, which include the intrinsic damping of the material and also the geometric damping. So with the inversion algorithm, we have newly implemented a correction term that should get rid of the geometric damping. So what we're looking at is pretty much the intrinsic damping that is offered by the material itself or liver. We have a direction filter applied before we invert the waves. So these are taken care of.